Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the State of Iowa Insurance Commissioner, Nick Gerhardt, about the Affordable Care Insurance Marketplace. This is part two of a two-part interview. So do you see any solution on the horizon for the Affordable Care Act as far as providing options for these counties around us that only have one option?
No, I mean, not in the immediate future. You know, at this point, we were happy to have the coverage we have, to be honest with you. We weren't even sure we'd have that much. And I thought we were going to have more counties than 13 that were only going to have one choice. You know, we thought we were actually looking at more like 25. And so, unfortunately, these carriers are under enormous pressure. And I don't see an end in sight in terms of having more robust competition in the next year. 3 years from now, maybe. I mean, a lot of things have to happen. I mean, the carriers need to have more stability, and in that, not only just the price of the pool, but there's still a lot of uncertainty in Washington, D.C. There's several lawsuits going on that impact these issues, the election, obviously. So a number of things are impacting the Affordable Care Act outside of the cost of just delivering insurance to these individuals within the exchange. Unfortunately, it's not that simple.
Medica isn't a particularly big insurance company by any means, so how is it that they're able to provide coverage for all of these counties in Iowa, whereas the bigger insurance companies are unwilling to?
Well, again, I don't know, you know, if they're small, but they have 1.5 million members, I believe, in five or six states. So, you know, small, I guess, is a relative term. They're small versus Aetna or United. They're not that much smaller than Wellmark. You know, I think Wellmark has about 2.2 million members. So, you know, they're smaller than Wellmark, but they're not, you know, that much smaller, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So they have a decent-sized balance sheet. They do Medicaid business in Minnesota. You know, they're in five or six Midwestern states. They're not a small carrier. They're a nonprofit insurance company as well. So I don't know the CEO, but I got to believe that they're looking at this as an opportunity to grow market share. They just entered Nebraska last year as well for the first time, and then Kansas for the first time this year. So I think they're looking at this as an opportunity to further their mission and see something maybe other carriers don't. I don't really know. You know, but it's not like what we had with Co-Opportunity Health a few years ago where, you know, they had which really was a small carrier with very limited capital and surplus. You know, this firm, you know, has a 50-almost-year track record. They're in five or six states, over, you know, 1.5 million members. So I guess what I would say is small is a relative term. I mean, mm-hmm. they're a regional carrier, but I wouldn't say they're a small carrier.
You mentioned that Medica is a nonprofit insurance company. I was unaware that there were many nonprofit insurance companies.
They're not. There are not a lot of them, and they're one of the few.
Do you think that might play into why they're willing to provide coverage for all 99 counties because they're not worried about profits?
It could be, but again, in the individual health insurance market, it's important to understand that, you know, even the kind of for-profit carriers are only looking for 2 to 3, maybe 4% margin on an underwritten business. So the important thing to keep in mind in this business for individual health insurance is that there's not any carrier that I'm aware of that's making a very large, robust margin. So, they're nonprofit. I can't speak to what their exact profit margin is looking for, but you know, I know that a lot of carriers that do business are not looking for a very large profit margin.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners down here in Southeast Iowa know about this situation?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's an unfortunate situation with the higher rates. I think it's very important to at least see what your options are. Go on the marketplace, see if there's a plan that makes sense. Even though you only have one carrier to choose from, that carrier should have multiple plans in that rating area. So, you know, again, try to find something that aligns with your needs and see if you qualify for some level of tax credit assistance. And finally, you know, make sure your doctor, if that's really important to you, is in that network. I believe, you know, Medica is using what's called the Midlands Choice Network of Doctors. So it's a pretty wide open network of doctors. So most doctors across state, I think, and certainly your region should be in that network. But it may not be, and so it's important to really look to make sure your doctor is in that network.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Nick Gerhardt. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this interview and part one on kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.